Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Monday, on this morning where we're,
paying tribute to
Prince. Thursday would have been his 60th birthday, so all morning long. All weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing some Prince.
Yeah.
And any Prince stories you got, feel free to bring them up. You got any Prince stories?
No.
I got one.
I mean, I don't know if people want to bring them. People free to tell their Prince stories?
Why not? Call I got one. I can tell it on the air.
Okay.
He was here when Hotel Nico was on Peachtree Street, right there on the other side of Piedmont.
Yep.
And when we got the snowstorm in like 93, 90-something, it was in the 90s. Anyway, he was here, and he was stuck. And I had a friend who was working at a hotel, and I could – most of the city was shut down when he was driving. But
oh, man.
I lived in that general area.
It's Atlanta with the snow.
Yeah. But it was like ice and snow. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Anyway, for 2 days, Prince – went down to the lobby and played on that grand piano they had there.
Really?
And I was there once. But this was when it was the hotel. I don't forgot. I don't even know what it is now. But it was a Hotel Nico.
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And friends of mine worked there. We're like, yo, Prince is here. He's downstairs. I ran over there. So that's my Prince story.
Wow.
And also, I want to clear this up as we before we get into the NBA stuff and Ovechkin and the French Open. I was wrong because last week I was telling you that Ric Flair, as we talked about Father's Day coming up, and one of the people that you wanted to possibly try and get on was the man who named all his kids George.
Yeah.
And we got me thinking about the grill. And that story that if you're a wrestling fan, most know, but for those who aren't, that it wasn't supposed to be George Foreman's name on that grill. And last week I said it was Ric Flair, and I was wrong. It was Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan got the call first. His agent called him. This is a true story, and Hogan's told this story. And he was picking his kids up. So he wasn't there to take the call.
Wow.
Agent never called him back. And then George Foreman got the call. And the rest is history.
Wow.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, how would you feel if you're Hulk Hogan? Now, hey, unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons, Hogan just got a boatload of money.
Right.
So he's okay. We don't have to have a telethon for him.
No, he's in great shape.
But he's, I mean, what must run through his mind at night? Would you say that's like the biggest, one of the biggest losses that you can think of as far as, or missed opportunities? That's the greatest thing
missed
in
opportunities,
life.
But he's managed to recoup, you know, since that, you know, whatever, or make that, maybe not to the degree of Foreman, but like we said, he's not in dire straits. He's in good shape.
The greatest regret in life, missed opportunities.
Yeah.
It is. It'll drive you crazy. The guys from Blockbuster, they had a chance to purchase Netflix for $50 million. Oops.
Yeah, really.
Decca Records passed on signing this band called the Beatles.
Woo.
And this dude named Ronald Wayne? He sold his shares from Apple, the Beatles label, for like $800.
How much?
$800.
Oh,
he sold it. Thought it'd be a good idea. I better get away from these guys. They're never going to amount to anything.
Yeah, who wants to be around them? Nice going.
Hey, there's a couple things locally going on that you wanted to get off your chest, man.
Well, just some things that are happening and something that didn't happen yesterday. And I shared this with Bo on the other side of the glass. Shout out still to everyone from LEED, Atlanta Public Schools, and Cobb County Schools. They were all set to play the LEED Baseball Classic yesterday, which is going to be an all-star game between the all-stars from Atlanta Public Schools and from Cobb County Schools. Everybody was there. Hats off to the Braves. Since they're on the road, they got to go to SunTrust Park. These guys are going to get a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many of them to dress out and play on a Major League Stadium. The teams get there, they warm up, they line up on the third baseline for the introduction, and then the skies open up.
Oh,
And so they never got to start the game. They're
missed
hoping,
opportunities again.
They're hoping that they'll get a chance to reschedule. But, I mean, so many of these guys were seniors. They've already graduated.
Right.
Some of them got to go to their college orientations. A lot of them are on travel ball teams. Parents have already paid money for those hotel rooms
right.
in Florida or whatever part of the country they're going to play. And so who's to say they're able to get all these guys together again and get them to, you know, I felt so bad for them yesterday, but was over there. And hopefully they get to reschedule. If we find out from lead, you know, CJ and Kelly Stewart, we're obviously friends of the show. We'll let people know when they're going to reschedule that game. Also, a couple of high school notes, 7-on-7s continue to go on. Hats off to the folks down at Locust Grove. They were rude hosts. They won their own 7-on-7 this week.
Hey, wait. Say that again?
They were rude hosts.
Why is that?
Because they beat everybody. They won their own 7-on-7 down the south side. I think they beat Griffin in the final game there. The Cam Newton, this is day two of the Cam Newton 7-on-7s. That's happening over at Marietta High School. You can go out and watch today. Day one of the five teams tied going into bracket play today. Hapeville, Charter, Marietta, Mount Zion, Jonesboro, and Griffin. You can come out and watch them today out at Marietta. And then next.
Did they toilet paper that place again?
They did that. What was
it? Well, it was a prom, I thought it was.
Was that the prom or was it graduation?
I don't know, but it took them 6 months to clean that up.
Oh, they won homecoming. I remember that was toilet paper all up
man,
in that place.
Going down 120?
Yeah.
I saw all that. I thought. Was the president here or something? Was it like some kind of official thing?
No, they haven't. I don't think they've done it for this, but that's happening today. And then don't forget, next Friday is the Corky Kell 7-on-7, which will be in Roswell, home of
the fighting you know who's.
The Roswell fighting John Chuckeries will be.
See him driving the bus like the Partridge family.
You see that? He'll be driving the bus for the team out there as, you and Shirley Jones and Danny Bonaducci. No, they won't be at the 7-on-7, but that's next coming up next Friday. A lot of the teams that will be playing in the Corky Kell Kickoff Classic, which can be heard here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, will be out there playing, including our friends from South Georgia, Colquitt County. They're going to leave their 100-yard indoor practice facility to come out here and play in the heat next Friday here in Atlanta.
Well, he needs to watch himself while he's up here.
Why? What do you do?
Well, Corky Kell is coming up. As you said, coming up here in the heat.
Right.
Might not, you know, be paying close enough attention to where helmets are in front of him.
He will be wearing
bang his head again.
He will be wearing the visor. It's what he's going to wear this time.
Atlanta United going up against New York today. Pre-game at 12, kickoff 12:30. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did you get it all there?
That's everything else.
You sure?
Stock cars are in Michigan. If anybody's watching, stock cars are in Michigan. Kurt Busch has the poll for the race and for this week's race. I mean, they're in Michigan. The automakers is kind of the one that they want to impress all the Detroit folks, and we'll see how that one goes this weekend.
All right, yeah. That's another sport that needs celebrities. That needs somebody to bring them to the TV.
I've been hearing a lot of different ideas. Brad Keselowski, by the way, qualified second, had an idea: weeknight NASCAR races. And have some races during the weeknights, and I'm thinking, there's even more racing? I mean, and the thing of it is, when you have a race, it's a big thing where people go, and people, you know, it's the staff to play.
So maybe Monday night, like a Monday night racing, a Monday night race, as opposed to Sunday afternoons or Saturday afternoons?
No, he's talking about still have the ones on Sunday, then race again in the middle
of the week. That's crazy, because the things that those guys have to go through to get from track to track, race to race, I don't see that happening.
I tell you what could work.
Then again,
though,
he's saying it, so maybe they.
Yeah, but I tell you what could work though, and would bring it back to a region where the fans feel like NASCAR is left. Is you go back to some shorter tracks, which you sell out. All your seats are going to be full when the cameras come on. You see full places, and maybe you have some of your big stars along with some of your up and coming guys, and the races be like a 150 or a 200. On a weeknight, not a 400 or 500, but a 150 or a 200. It's a short race made for TV.
I still don't think the length of the race is or the location of it is the issue with this sport.
Well, I think that helps because one thing is when people tune in, they're going to see a full stadium. You got less seats, but they're going to be full. I mean, it's addition by subtraction.
I don't know that that is an incentive one way or the other for me to stay and watch. If I don't know anybody racing.
I'm going to say you don't know anybody. You're going to have some of the big guys there.
I'm saying it's got the racing fans. The racing fans are locked in. It's like we talk about with golf. Who won this past weekend's tournament?
And people wouldn't be able to tell you.
There you go. But you'll know what happens next week. You know why?
Yeah.
Because Tiger's got his boat hitched up there in New York to play at Shinnecock. Before this previous week's tournament ended, they're talking about where Tiger's got his boat getting ready for the next week. That's my point. He's driving people to the TV.
You don't have that one person of that caliber.
That's what I'm saying. The sport needs some people, or they need a good, a white hat and a black hat, which they used to have, and they don't have it anymore.
That's the other thing, too.
So I don't care if it's short track or 500.
Well, I mean, that's all the more reason why, as you've talked about and others, maybe there's time for some new people to run it. You know, but basically who will look for that and make that a part of priority because the France family, NASCAR, has never driven that. That's always been the teams would drive that. They just provided you, here's y'all come here and race and whatnot, and what time are we picking up the gate receipts, you know?
Here's the problem with that in this country. We have shown our distaste when a sport tries to manufacture a superstar.
Well, yeah. So especially they don't back it up.
This whatever NASCAR does, whoever they get to come in and be the person. Listen, you got Busch there right now, but he doesn't have the it factor, so he hasn't. He's had chances to be that dude. He's been there for a while.
But he's not that person. And Kevin Harvick. He and Kevin Harvick are the guys. And people forget that Harvick. Some will. I won't. That he stepped into the Goodrich car after Dale Earnhardt Sr. died. He was the guy that stepped into that car. Immediately after, well, they changed the number and they changed the look of the car and everything, but he was the next driver that would drive for Childress, you know, after his passing. But like you said, no one's had that magnetic type personality, even like a Carl Edwards, who would have the presence of mind after he wins the race. They had that big smile.
That was worthy of watching. Right. Let's see if Carl wins. I want to see that backflip.
Yeah.
Listen. It has to happen organically. Somebody has to come through the ranks. Absolutely. Who you know is a bad person. He's been getting in fights all his way up through the ranks, and you wanted to see him. That's why Colin McGregor captivated people the way he did, because you knew this guy was a knucklehead, but yet he was really, really good at what he did.
Yeah.
And so we came to the TV to watch him. Anyway, we are going to talk Atlanta United up next as we continue paying tribute to Prince. This is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thursday, the man would have saw 60 years old. He is no longer with us, but his music continues. And that's what I'm most grateful for. I'm putting that out there right now.
How about that?
To continue to have that? Prince's music.
Yes.
So that is, and this to me, one of his best videos, period. Because it's just him singing.
Yep.
Him singing, guitar, and is it Lisa or Wendy? I keep getting them too confused. Playing the guitar. I want to say Lisa.
Lisa and Wendy.
Yeah. So, anyway, we got to talk soccer right now, man.
Yeah, man.
These guys are going up to New York, a team that may lose their coach. I got all kinds of questions for Doug. Anyway, Doug, good morning, man.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Atlanta United's headed up to New York, the scene of one of their craziest losses last year. But I guess we can start things off with, how do these guys, when you talk to them, what's their comments about playing in Yankee Stadium?
They're not very complimentary. I don't think anyone has ever been too complimentary of having to play in Yankee Stadium on the small, small pitch in a baseball stadium. It's just kind of a weird experience. It's weird to cover. I know that. We are a long, long way from the field in the press box. But you're almost better off watching it on television than you are trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah, I mean, and just the size of the pitch affects everything that you try to do, from the distribution by the goalie to the throw-ins to where shots come from. It's just a weird kind of place to play a game.
Man, talking about Yankee Stadium, and people have a lot of great memories, obviously for baseball, but not for MLS, especially not for Atlanta United. What's the thing you remember from that nightmarish trip there a year ago, Doug?
Well, you know, they've learned that you just can't switch off because shots can come at any time from anywhere. But they do have, probably a more mature approach on the road than they did last year. And I mean mature just because they've played together longer. The core has been together longer, and they have more experience doing it. They've already matched last year's win total on the road. And we haven't even reached the halfway point yet. So that's a good sign for the team. You know, NYCFC is dealing with a lot of its own issues right now that Atlanta United may be able to take advantage of if they can get an early goal or something. But NYCFC is unbeaten at home, so it's going to be quite a challenge.
That stadium, I understand, is probably going to cost their coach. He don't want to be there anymore. I heard rumbles that he's going back to Europe possibly. You know, Nice has been...
Yeah, Nice in France. Different reports that the deal is done, and they just have to announce it. I don't know what they're waiting on or if the reports are accurate. But it looks like this might be his very last game in Major League Soccer. Patrick Vieira, of course, legend with Arsenal and other teams.
Talking to Doug Roberson here, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and I were also talking about, and forgive us for not knowing exactly how many, and they, but the World Cup's right around the corner. Now, we know that the U.S. isn't going to have a team there, but you got players on all these MLS teams that are going to be going back to their home countries. How will that affect, if at all, Atlanta United as they go through this season?
It won't. Atlanta United doesn't have any players on any of the World Cup rosters. I saw a rumor on Facebook that Barco may join Argentina because of an injury to a player today. But I don't. That's just a rumor as of right now. I need to track that one down. But it's a completely full roster. I believe that Columbus's roster for Wednesday's game is completely full. Chicago's roster for the U.S. Open Cup game, it's going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. After that one, their roster is completely full. And I'm not sure about Portland, which is the game after that. I need to check their roster to see if it's completely full. But I don't think it's going to affect anything that Atlanta United is going to do for the next couple of weeks or so.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline with Doug Roberson from AJC and AJC.com. You want to follow him on Twitter, follow him at Doug Roberson AJC. All right, thoughts about our team this week? They had a chance to play out at Kennesaw State on a newly remixed hybrid field. What are your thoughts about what you saw out there, not just the field surface, but how the team played?
I thought the team played decently, you know, for a group of guys that haven't played together too often. As a starting 11, they did fairly well. Andrew Carlton had a really nice first goal for the senior team, his first goal for the senior team, too, to give them a 1-0 lead. I think Barco was tenacious on defense, which is really nice to see. He started as an attacking midfielder and then kind of moved over to the left wing so he could cut in on his right foot. Romario Williams had a goal and drew a penalty that led to another goal in his first really extended playing time with the senior team. I expect he's probably going to start against Chicago, too, in that U.S. Open Cup game because he deserves more minutes based upon his performance. Franco Escobar kind of finally started as a true center back instead of as a third center back in a 3-5-2 formation. He started as one of two in the 4-3-3, and he looked really nice for the team. And Alec Cann stepped right back into a starting role and had a couple of big saves for the team. So overall, I thought they played well. You know, I wouldn't call it a great performance, even though they did score three goals, because they didn't string passes together and things like you might see them do if they had a few games under their belt. But they played well enough, obviously, to win.
They did, and now they come up today. Thoughts about who's going to be in the lineup today and who we won't see? Well, Jalba, are we waiting to see if he's going to be healthy enough to go? What are you hearing?
Well, we were told yesterday, I was already in New York, so our intern Max was there, and he was told that they were still kind of making the decision on Viaba. Then I saw someone on Twitter said that a friend of theirs was on a plane with Atlanta United, and Viaba did not travel with the team. So I guess I'll see when the team arrives at the stadium if that's true or not. But I think you're going to continue to see the same guys that you've been seeing in that 3-5-2 formation. I don't know if they're going to play it as a 3-5-2 because the field is so narrow, and again, it's so small that five midfielders are just going to end up stepping on each other. So it may be kind of a some sort of weird 3-4-2-1 kind of a thing, or a 3-3-3-2. I don't know how they're going to, or 3-3-3-1. I don't know how they're going to make it work. But the same personnel that you've seen through most of the unbeaten games, I think, will be out there. So that'll be Gressel, Ambrose, Parkhurst, Gonzalez Perez, Almiron, Martinez, Barco, and Nagby, and Lerowitz.
Fantastic. That's what we will watch for. We're watching for another win as well. You've been up in New York for a while? How long you been up there?
Yeah.
We came up yesterday. I promised each of my kids that I would take them on a road trip with me this year, and my daughter wanted to come to New York, so I brought her and my mom so my mom can be with her today while I'm working. So we went around yesterday. We went to Times Square, walked by Radio City Music Hall, and went to Grand Central Station and Central Park and a bunch of things like that. So that she's having a good time, so that's cool.
Anywhere good to eat?
What do you mean? It's New York City, man.
I know what I asked them. They went anywhere good.
We went to Bluestone Pizza or Stonebridge Pizza. It's a little pizza joint that's near here. We were kind of tired of walking after a while.
Yeah.
That was good pizza. It was New York-style pizza. And then I went and got a gigantic beer, didn't drink, but maybe half of it, at Reichenbach Hall, this German beer hall that's right next to the hotel. So that was pretty cool. And I don't know where they're going to go today. I think they're going to go down to
Ground Zero,
the One World Trade Plaza.
Yeah, got to go see that.
All that today. So that'll be fun for them and nice moments for them.
Yeah,
and they're riding the subway.
How about that?
My mom does not want to ride the subway. I think they're just going to take a lift or a taxi.
What? You got to ride the subway, man. You got to do that in your New York.
My daughter's up for it. My mom doesn't want any part of it.
Yep. And I tell you what, you got to take some comfortable shoes. The places you mentioned are, you know, they're not that far apart. It's just far enough for you to have to walk to everything. And there's so much to see and do. Enjoy your family up there with you, Doug. And let's enjoy a win in that treacherous setup of a field they have there at Yankee Stadium. Hopefully get a win and bring back.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
Have fun up there.
That is Doug Robertson. Once again, you can follow him on Twitter at Doug Robertson, AJC, everything Atlanta United. And, of course, we'll have the game for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at noon and kickoff at 12:30.
If it's a nice day up there, and I don't know what the weather is in New York City, and you've been down to Times Square lately? Remember I told you the last time I was there what they have there on a regular basis is the singing cowboys. They got a couple of them now, but they got the dude in the Speedos who's wearing nothing else except cowboy boots, and he's walking around playing his guitar. And he's got, you know, an acoustic guitar, and he takes his tips and he puts them in, you know, like the hole in the middle of the guitar, and the money's just flowing out because he's, you know, obviously spends all his time in the gym, and he's got Speedos on, and the women love him. Well, they also have a singing granny.
Oh, no.
This woman worked burlesque back in the 70s, probably. And she's out there with pretty much the same attire on as this singing cowboy. That's all I'm going to say.
Is she singing, too?
She's singing, and she got a guitar, and she's posing with people. And, I mean, it's you just have to Google it. And they got the singing ladies out there, too, and they're younger women. But they got a singing granny out there walking around showing body parts. You know, they talk about, you know, that Europe is a lot more lax as far as how people enjoy the beach. Put it that way.
Yeah.
And there's people out there who shouldn't be.
Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
Well, there's that woman is there in Times Square with cops everywhere.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she's there with next to nothing on, and families are walking by. So them kids are about to get an education at Tufts. But she's got money flying out of her guitar. She's sitting up there playing.
Really?
It's crazy. Listen, we're going
to. Only in New York.
Yeah, man. Right there at Times Square. So I had big fun when we were there. Yeah, we went. Not because of that, but we had big fun. Listen, when you see that picture, that you will notice that that's not the reason why I had big fun.
Okay,
but she's, you know,
yeah.
Give me the heebie-jeebies. But she's there, killing it, man. These like four guys are coming up. Take a picture with me. You know, and she's there. Yeah, this is proud as she could be. But she was happening.
Yeah,
back in the Nixon administration. Not anymore.
Or you know what? She's back. She's made a comeback.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. How about that?
We you know, it's interesting though. If we had to have the same conversation in MLS that we're having with LeBron and what's going on. By the way, we've got our poll question out, so we'd like you to just let us know where you think LeBron's going to land at 92.9 The Game on Twitter. But how would that play out as far as MLS? Who's the major star that would leave and go to another team full of other stars?
Wow, we hope it's none of our guys.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Just
I mean,
to think
right,
about.
Right now, I mean, Joseph Martinez is pretty hot. I don't want to see him go anywhere.
Well, we're going to finish this conversation, wrap up a couple more things before we turn things over to Dan and Dr. Dale for Sports Insiders at Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I wish y'all could see Mr. Crenshaw bopping and dancing here in his chair.
Well, why, man?
The
Prince. It's Prince.
Sports.
It's a nice day outside. Beautiful morning outside.
Yes, it is. Yes,
we're
it
nine
is,
floors up at the wonderful Kia Studios here in wonderful Midtown Atlanta. And wherever you are around the metro Atlanta, I hope it's a nice day. So there's a chance of some rain maybe later on today.
I cut my grass.
You cut your grass?
Yeah.
I got to get my backyard. My friend.
I got to do my backyard, too.
I got to get my backyard. Because we end up having rain for 4 or 5 days in a row, man. You know what that stuff ends up looking like.
It starts cooking it.
Yeah.
Starts cooking. I get the brown patches in the back, too.
Oh, well, so. Not just that. But we have the rain for the days. It's nice and wet, and then you get some heat hits it, and all of a sudden you got lions and tigers and all kind of stuff out there.
Sizzle.
Yeah.
Sizzle. You know, listen, this is not so good going on for our junior American
well,
in the French Open.
She's doing better in the second set. She dropped the first set, talking about Corey Gauff from Atlanta. 14 years old, playing in Wimbledon, not Wimbledon, French Open Junior Final, and she lost the first set 6-1, but she's up 3-2 in the second, and we'll see if she's going to win it. She's going to have to show you she can play three sets.
Yeah, it's all about the French Open. I was looking at some of the things that happened on this date, and Arantxa Sánchez Vicario.
Yes,
lost twice.
What a name! What a name!
Ain't it? She lost in two finals on this date. One to Monica Seles and one to Steffi Graf.
Wow. Yeah. Saw her play here in the Olympics. She played in the Olympic tournament here. Out of which, by the way, if you haven't been out the way, a lot of people didn't even know the place. So the tennis stadium in Stone Mountain is gone.
Okay. I didn't even know it was there.
See, that's the thing. For the last couple of months.
Oh, so that's their fault? They didn't promote it?
In the last couple of months, there were a lot of things that went wrong with that. You had a stadium that seated about 9. It looked like baby Flushing Meadows.
Wow.
It did. It really did. But once, after the Olympics, trees grew up along 78, so you couldn't see it from 78. But you used to be able to look right off from 78. You could look out and see this stadium and everything. And once the trees and everything grew, people never knew it was out there. There are people who have moved to developments out in, like, Loganville or out past Snellville who drive through there every day. They've never even known about it. And it was out there. That's where Andre Agassi won his gold medal.
And then went to Villa Cristina.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, not after that.
Listen, if he was in town here, he went to Villa Cristina.
That's
what that dude went to all the time. Saw
spot.
Him there. Yep, him and Steffi. Used to go to Villa Cristina. That place has changed. Not the same.
Yeah.
I've
been there before. It was pretty good.
No, it's not the same. Listen, we started off the show, and we'll probably wrap it up talking about what happened last night in the NBA as the season ended, and where will LeBron land?
Yeah, and you have a chance to be a part of it. You can go to follow us on Twitter at 929TheGame. And that's our poll question for this weekend. Where will LeBron James play? Where do you think, whether you want to see him play next?
Or you just don't give a rip. I'm paraphrasing. that's also part of it. You can give that answer, too. You don't care.
Yeah.
You know, stay in Cleveland. Go play Portland for all they care.
Well, I think Portland's on the
You
list.
Haven't, though. We've been talking about this. You haven't given a location that you'd like to see him go to. You want to see him in Houston?
Houston. If he's going to leave Cleveland, you know, Houston. I think that's a team that's primed, and he gets plugged into that situation with the beard and Chris Paul. And
yeah, but will the beard, will he tailor his game? See, every place LeBron has gone, with the exception of Cleveland, he recalibrated his game.
I think that's the thing he can do. I think that's the thing he can do. I think he knows he has the people. He went to Cleveland with the intention of scaling his game back. He really
no. I'm saying, will the beard? Will
the beard made
Harden change his game?
He made adjustments this year for Chris Paul.
Yeah, but we saw what happened in crunch time. He turned back into James Harden, just hoisting up shots.
With Chris Paul out, I mean, that last game made a difference.
Listen, LeBron is as known for his defense as he is.
Oh, absolutely.
For scoring,
absolutely.
We don't say that about James Harden.
No, but I mean, he's up for MVP. He could be. be an MVP this season.
And because of his defense.
You know? Well, that's the thing. He plays enough of it, and then he had other guys around him to play some of that. It freed him up to do more offense. But he shared the ball more, and we saw that, you know.
Well, because that's because he wasn't controlling it.
Well, he had somebody else that's kind of running
that. That's why. But if he had, again, once Chris Paul was out, we saw what happened with that team. Exactly. But if you want him there, hey, that's all right. If he's going to leave Cleveland, to me, I'd like to see him land in L.A., but not the Lakers. With the Clippers, and I want to see
not to San Antonio if Kyrie stays.
No, because those guys are too old now, and I don't.
Kyrie's
think,
not too old.
You said. I was going to say Kyrie's in Boston.
Yep.
You're thinking of Leonard, and we don't know what's going on with that relationship, but if it's unrepairable, again, I believe. Maverick Carter's been making some calls. He knows where Kawhi Leonard's going to go. And I would imagine that he says, listen, you're unhappy. I got a guy in Cleveland who's got one foot out the door. You guys together someplace
else.
That
would be the move. That would be the move.
And you know who could make that happen? Jerry West, I believe, in L.A. And I think that he would love nothing more than to come back and build a team that would kill – the team that he actually started his executive career with. Because, they ran him out of L.A. He moved on after, there's a number of reasons why. But for him to come full circle and back to L.A. and build up the Clippers to a championship level, you know they got the money there.
Oh, yeah.
You know you have the city there. In other words, free agents who want to go there. And if there's a chance to topple the mighty Lakers, please.
Would they ever do that, though?
Well, with that group there, I believe they could easily.
Yeah, a lot of people felt like they could have done it with the group that they've had the last few years, and it never happened.
Well, there's stars and then there's the right stars. They didn't have the right stars. Because we've seen stars all around the league. You know, we saw it in New York. Like, how come Carmelo couldn't do more with the Knicks?
That wasn't going to happen for Carmelo.
No, I understand that. He was in Denver.
Yeah.
They went to playoffs there. There's the right kinds of stars to mesh together and make a championship level team. We've seen stars get to locations and what happened in Oklahoma City this year? Okay?
You had stars.
You had stars there. You had the wrong stars. Maybe you had the wrong coach. I don't know. But it doesn't always work when you fill the cupboard with people who are stars, as you say.
Should that be what we take from this Golden State team? That they, and we talked about where they will be ranked and where they'll be held in esteem in the past. The fact that guys played their roles. Yeah, you had a bunch of big guys, big contracts, massive egos, but when it came down to play ball,
I say this to you. When Shaq left L.A., did Kobe go join San Antonio?
Nah.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. When Shaq left the Lakers and the Lakers got knocked out by San Antonio the next year, did Kobe go join the Spurs? Nah. No, he didn't.
Nah.
Enough said. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.